Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tanis, Daf Yudches, Tanis 18. On the bottom of 18b, we are going to begin the third chapter of Maseches Tanos, which is technically called Seder Tanios Eilu. Technically speaking, whereas the previous chapters discussed the laws of the fasting that was decreed on the community because there was a drought, this chapter will discuss the laws of the fasting that decreed upon the community for other circumstances other than a drought and other reasons for distress. However, this chapter is called by the Rishonim, by the medieval commentaries, and it's not called Perek Seder Tanios Eilu, but rather it is called Pirka de Chaside, the chapter of the pious. And that's how the Ramban and the Ravya and refer to it. The Melech HaShlomo writes that the reason for this is known, and he doesn't explain the reason for it. So others explain that the reason is because this chapter has the stories in it about the piety of the scholars of Israel. It's a beautiful chapter. It's filled with the most beautiful stories in the entire Talmud. And so therefore, that's why this chapter, this third chapter of Maseches Tanis, is called the Pirka de Chaside. And hopefully we'll be able to share some of these stories during the upcoming podcast. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah on the bottom of 18b says, Seder Tanios Eilu Ha'amor, the Berevia Rishona, that at first the order of the fasts that were discussed back in 10a and 12b, that at first we fast the minor fast, and only afterwards, where we weren't answered, then the fast become increasingly more difficult. That's only when the rain did not come down, Berevia Rishona, with the first type of rain. The first rain is called the Yoreh. And if the rain doesn't come down until after that, until after the Revia Rishona, then the individuals begin to fast. Aval Tzimachem Shashinu, but if there were plants that change the way they grow. So, for example, instead of growing wheat and barley, thorns came out. Then Masrin al-Amiyad. Then immediately they blast the shofars for this distress. And they immediately fast on it on a Monday and Thursday and immediately for a time of distress. And the Mishnah explains that these fasts, we don't wait to like we do for the droughts, but right away we adopt the stringent fasts that were talked about during the most severe droughts, and that we pray for them and we blast the shofars, because we don't have time. We don't have time to ramp up the way we're fasting, because it's such an unusual thing that we're having the thorns instead of the wheat and barley, or for that matter, if the wheat is not growing at all. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that they're just growing in an unusual manner. And this is a fulfillment of the verse from Job, Tachas chita yetzei choach, v'tachas ora vasha, that instead of wheat and barley, we're getting these thorns. That Eov says that this is not proper, that's what's occurring. And so too says the Mishnah, v'chein shepasku, Geshem and Ben Geshem and Geshem. That so too, if during the time where it rains, that during the typical time of rain, which is from Rechashvan to Nisan, there was a break in the rain of Arba'im Yom, of 40 days, which is an unusual break, and it could be very dangerous for the field. So then, Masrin Alein, then we immediately blow the shofar and fast for them, because Mipneshi Makas Patsoris, because since once you stop the rain, you're going to lose the crops, and they're not going to be able to grow again, and it's actually much worse than it never started to rain. So that's the second point that our Mishnah makes. And now the Mishnah goes on, and so too, Yardu Litzmachim. Let's say the rain came down for the plants properly, for the vegetables properly. However, well, Yardu Elon, but it wasn't the type of rain that was good for a tree. So the Gemara is going to explain that there's a different type of rain, meaning to say that the tree needs a stronger rain. Or if it didn't come down properly for the vegetables, it was not a soft rain. And so too, lezeh, meaning to say, if it rained properly for the trees and the vegetables, of a low boros shichon umaros, but not in the places where they collected the drinking water. So they had the rain for the trees and the vegetables, but not the rain for the drinking water. So for these, masrin oleh miyad, for these we immediately blast the shofar Sofer, and we start to praying for them, because these rains that came down, if they fall down in this manner, it's going to be very damaging, because and it'll be impossible to fix it, because if the proper rain does not come down for the trees in the proper season, then the trees will become all mixed up, and it'll be very disastrous occurrence. And so too, says our Mishnah on the bottom of Yurchas Mabes, let's say there was a city that didn't rain for it, but rather it just went on it was one specific city which it didn't rain, but went on everything about it. Every other place had the rain except for this city. Then it's considered like a simen kloa. It's considered like a terrible curse. And so therefore, because it says about the prophecy of Amos that God proves to the Jewish people, or rebukes the Jewish people because he's going to bring a famine and they didn't repent. It says, "V'gam anochi manati mikem as a geshem. V'im tarti al ir echas v'al ir achas lo amtir chalka achas timater." So Amos says that is the literal fulfillment of the biblical prophecy. If it rains on one city and not the other city, this is a literal fulfillment of the biblical prophecy. And those, therefore, under those circumstances, immediate calls for immediate severe fasting and not delaying and working through the cycle.